Hey, fighters, before we get started with today's episode, I want to invite you to text the two words contractor fight to 877-807-1740 and get more connected to what we have going on here to help you build a better business. 877-807-1740 and the two words contractor fight.
The bridge, the 100K, I always go kicking and screaming, but I'm telling you, you guys produce so much good content that gets inside my thick head. The whole mindset thing is something that was down deep in my brain. I never knew how to get it out.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
All right, fighters, today I have the privilege of talking with my good friend, Mark Bunker. He's out in Massachusetts, carpenter out there remodeling. Bunkerbuilding.net is his website. I know he shares that a little bit at the end. But this is an awesome, just short conversation that Mark and I had. He's been part of the fight community for a long time. Eventually jumped into some of our programs and this and that. And over the last couple of years, he's been able to go from one helper to just him and a helper, him working full time in the field at about 55 years old, by the way, to now he's out of the field. He was able to pull his wife out of her corporate job, bring her into the company. And he's got four full-time guys in the field out there banging out the work, and he's kicking ass in sales and this and that. So I just wanted to have Mark on here because just a really good dude who just did some basic stuff. He just took care of the basics, took care of the mindset. And anyway, not my place to tell his story. We'll let him do that. So without further ado, here's my buddy, Mark Bunker. Mark Bunker, welcome to the fight. How you doing today, buddy?
Fantastic, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been part of what we've had going on here for quite a while, man. And I just wanted to start by letting you know I appreciate, you know, all you do for the fight and the way you encourage other people, the example you set and this and that. And so I was like, man, let's get him on the show and share a little bit about what's been going on in your life and this and that. So I guess give us the 30,000-foot view of you, your business, how you found the fight. You know, let's just start with that, man. What's up with you?
Let's see. Short end of the stick. I've been doing this for 28 years. Back in the day, I was everybody's bitch, I guess you'd say. I was their subcontractor. I bounced around from contractor to contractor and was their lead carpenter on and off, on and off. And I think I woke up at 55 years old and said, I need an exit plan, which is kind of late. Mm-hmm. Just come across you guys just surfing the internet on Facebook and saw this guy who spoke my language drop a F-bomb here or there. He wasn't a stuffed shirt, and I latched on.
Yeah, and you're just for context, so people know, you're out on the East Coast. Where are you based out of? Where do you live?
North of Boston, like on the Massachusetts, New Hampshire line, north of Boston.
All right, so you're up there in Boston, and what do you do? What's your trade?
Building and remodeling contractor. We do a lot of kitchens, little bathrooms. Got a small custom cabinet shop. We do some built-in cabinets, vanities, stuff like that, mantles. Kind of try to go towards the high end cabinetry and trim work.
Yeah. So you said it at 55. You were farting around online, ran across the contractor fight. One of the first things you said is you were kind of everybody's bitch for a while, which is a shitty place to be. what was going on? in your business. How long ago was that, first of all?
When I found you guys, probably about 5 years ago, I was actually happy at most part being everybody's bitch. I went in and did my 40 hours. I got an average pay, and I came home and didn't have to think of nothing. You know, I thought it was good until, you know, I found the group and found out there was better stuff out there. It was eye-opening. You know, I owned a company. I never ran a business, I guess you could call it.
Okay. So what were some of the things that jumped out at you, like, that were eye-opening to you? Because you said you thought things were good.
I was talking, you know, started tippy-toeing in, got my big toe in the contract to fight, and started networking and talking to these people, and, you know, they were just expressing how much better it could have been. And then we jumped into the bridge, and it was eye-opening. Huge eye-opening. A whole process that I never knew existed.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and this is really with anything. I mean, I think, now listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm a fan of what we do. I'm my own biggest fan. I think our group, our people, our coaches, our processes, I think they're the best in the world, hands down. That being said, I also acknowledge there's lots of books and programs and coaches and all these other things that help people every day. And I just want to bring attention to the fact that, you know, you and I have talked before, and it's kind of like that whole 4-minute mile thing. Like, once the barrier was broken, you know, more and more people did it. And that's what I've heard when I've talked to you a few times. Like, you just didn't know it was possible to break the 4-minute barrier. You didn't know it was possible to make 50% on a job. You didn't know it was possible to not run around, you know, and be everyone's bitch, waste your time and chase unicorns and stuff like that. And so we all need that. Every one of us has, you know, these moments in our life or our career where we're made aware of that ability to break the barrier of the 4-minute mile, per se, is an analogy. So, man, I'm excited for you, because I've watched you, like you said, for several years, and I've just seen, it's funny, so many people come into our community, and I just keep seeing names pop up over and over. You see them too. You know what I mean? You see this guy's name, and this guy makes a comment, and people come and go. But it's been cool, man, because not only has your name consistently just been around the community, you've actually been, you know, one of the people that's applying some things. You've taken a risk. You've gotten out of your comfort zone and some stuff like that. And one of the things you mentioned here a minute ago was the Bridge, our sales training program. What was going on? Like, you jumped into the Bridge, and kind of give me a before the Bridge and after the Bridge snapshot of maybe your sales process.
Before the Bridge, sales process was null and void. Didn't have one. Had me and one helper. We were doing one job, crossing my fingers, hopefully the next one came in, and it always did, so I thought I was content. The Bridge put in play the sales process along with that the Shinfu is constantly evolving. I know you guys lay out a line of steps, the 5 steps, and I think each trade has a way of tweaking it to meet their needs. And the damn role plays, they're awesome. I don't do nearly as enough. I got to thank Tim Controni. He keeps tagging me in it. Mark, will you reach out to this guy? And he keeps me accountable, and I'll reach out to the newer guys, and we have the role plays. And it's nice to pick word tracks from guys in your same trade. You know, you've got your painters, your tile setters, your electrician. So if you can kind of buddy up with guys in your own trade and make this process your own, it's turned right around. I went from 4 years ago, just me and the helper for the last 10, 12 years. And now my toughest thing is I do not swing a hammer anymore. I am probably 90% behind a computer screen, 10% on the road, and I've got 4 full-timers that I never, ever thought would be possible. And along with that, I'm able to pull my wife out of the corporate world. She is now, you know, one desk over from me, and we are selling, you know. I've got my first website in 30 years. Never thought I needed it.
Well, you didn't need it when it was just you and a helper, right? It was, you could get by on word of mouth. And
yeah, I thought I was happy.
If that's the life you want, but, you know, like you said, you were about 55 or so. You're not getting any younger. It gets a little harder climbing ladders. So, and moving shit around, you know.
The highest achievers take control of their thoughts and their actions. And that's why we created the Fight Planner. Every day you're bombarded by tens of thousands of thoughts, and most of them are negative. You're also given many choices to how to spend your time. And unfortunately, we allow ourselves to get hijacked throughout the day. And the result is we underachieve and we don't hit our goals. The Fight Planner is a tool to help you control just that, your thoughts and your actions, because those are really the only things that we do have control over. When you are intentional in these areas, you're going to move closer to your goals faster. So I want to invite you right now, if you want to dial your shit in, head to thecontractorfight.com/fight-planner. Contractorfight.com/fight-planner and get your copy today.
All right. So you went from a helper, you and a helper, to four full-time guys. You know, you're able to get your wife out of her corporate gig, and which I know is a big deal for a lot of people, man. I hear all the time, you know, we have our, you know, we have our 100K program and all this other stuff. And a lot of the motivation for guys wanting to make more than a 6-figure personal income and beyond is for them to get their wife out of the workforce. You know, I'm probably, like, I don't know, offending somebody here, but I just think as a man, I'll just speak as a man, and I know you can relate. Like, we want to provide, we want to protect, we feel that responsibility. And I hear this all the time. Like, guys feel like they're a fucking loser because, you know, they've been in this business thing for 5, 10, 15 years, and their wife still has to work because they haven't been able to figure out how to make the money yet. And
correct.
And so, correct. So what you've done is awesome, because you've done what a lot of people want to do and set out to do. And so, and I know, I guess maybe that'll be a little transition here for kind of the next topic that we were going to talk about. And just, like, what's a concept that you've picked up, you know, in the fight, whether it's, like I said before, whether it's just in the free group that we have going on, or in one of the programs, like, what would you say has been one of the most impactful concepts to help you get to the point where you were able to, you know, bring your wife into the business and actually pay her, and, you know, enable you to get, you know, four guys going in the field and blah, blah, blah. What comes to mind with that, man?
I think first off and foremost is mindset. I had to win every job I bid on, no matter what it was, in my old mind. Mindset now is price correctly with your 50%, and nail that, and don't be worried about losing the job. There's another guy knocking on your door, you know, and that's where the website came in. It's working very, very well. And then the Shinfu process is going out, not having the tap dance. I never thought that I could collect consultation fee. I thought that these guys on the bridge, they're smoking crack. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
I implemented it, and I've been collecting. It's sick. You know, so that's worked out. And just the mindset and the confidence in my brain now. You know, if I'm able to go out and pump my chest up, meet with a customer, collect a consultation or a deposit, and just be self-assured, you know, instead of cowering down.
Yeah. So the first thing out of your mouth was the mindset thing. So most of us know that. We know that our mindset's in the way. We acknowledge that we get in the way of our success. We sabotage ourselves. What did you, How did you approach your own mindset in order for you to actually have a victory in this thing and actually move the needle? Because you know what I'm saying? You've seen a lot. We talk a lot. We've seen a lot of guys that have, they acknowledge that they got to get their heads out of their asses, but they never actually do it. So
yeah.
how did you actually do it? How did you, you know, what did the average shit look like that was going on in your brain that you might have had to battle, or what were some actions or things, tangible tactics or strategies that you can look back on and go, hey, that got my head where it needed to be?
I think baby steps, going backwards a little bit. I used to have a piece of painter's tape over my computer that said, quote as if you're not paying. And that was my mindset back then, that if I'd look at a quote and I'd say, I can't afford that, you know, so I would chop it down so I would land the job. But no, I am a kick-ass carpenter. I produce awesome work, you know, and this is the shit you guys have drilled into our head. You have to produce 100%, have enough money in the kitty. If a hiccup happens, you're able to go right out there and fix it without, you know, crying. You know, go backwards probably 4 or 5 years, I'd be yelling and screaming at my helper, holy shit, you know what this is costing us? No, you got enough in the kitty. We go out and they are more impressed that you stand up and stand behind all your work.
That is so huge. You know, we all talk about we want a high quality and great experience in the sale. Well, the more money you make, the easier it is to provide a better experience.
Absolutely.
Because, I remember a project 1,000 years ago where we didn't do anything wrong, but the lady wasn't thrilled, you know, and she had said, it was a paint job. She had signed all the color selections and the sheen of paint and that we had, you know, whatever sheen she chose. And she just wasn't thrilled. And we got done with the job and she was like, you could just tell she wasn't happy. And my foreman was out in the field and, you know, he came back, you know, or the next day I talked to him. I said, how'd it go? He says, it was good. He says, we ended up repainting it. And I said, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know, she just wasn't thrilled. And he was like, I know that we're really after people being fired up. And he's like, I had enough hours left on the job, you know, where everything was set up and prep. We just threw another couple coats on, we changed the sheen, and she's thrilled. You know, and you can't do that. You can't, you know, a lot of times people hear us go, get at least 50% gross profit, charge more money, and this and that. And a lot of times the head trash that contractors have is, well, I want to be fair to my clients. I don't want to rip people off and this and that. And this is not for the purpose of you being some money hungry shit ogre on a mountaintop looking down at the little peasants, right? This is about, you know, being able to run a business that's going to over deliver for people, because I know that's the intent of most contractors, is we want to over deliver. We want to knock it out of the park. We want to do good or amazing work. You know, we take pride in what we do, and it's much easier to do that and stand behind it and be in business for the long haul when you're making more money. So I don't know that. I hear a lot of contractors fight the 50% thing, like you said, right out of the gate when they're bidding a job, because they look at the price and they go, oh, I would never pay that for this project, you know, or I couldn't afford that, or that's, and we start, you know, what's the phrase? We often sell in the manner in which we buy. And that's one of the mindsets that we try to help people flip a little bit, is you can't sell in the same way that you buy if you have a scarcity mindset.
Correct. Yeah. And that was my mindset. You know, I back 4 or 5 years ago, that was my thing. I can't afford myself. Well, guess what? Now I can afford myself and I'm charging more, but now I'm making more. So I could afford myself and I deserve my quality and I deserve the same to give the same quality to the customers.
That's awesome stuff, man. So you got a bunch of ears listening to you right now. All attention's on you, man, as we wrap this thing up. What's something that maybe we haven't touched on or that's just really burning inside of you that you're like, man, I got an opportunity to share this with a bunch of contractors around the world? What comes to mind that you'd want to leave people with today about just your journey or their journey or whatever?
I think you have to have an accountability coach. I think you, whether it's a group like the contractor fight or anything like that, you need to have someone support. You can't do this on your own. I did it on my own for whatever, 22 years. Just stumbled across the contractor fight. Heard a guy talking about, you know, the painting company that he come from the grassroots and fell down, picked himself back up, and he talked like a contractor. And I tippy-toed in. You got to get your feet wet with the fight. It was a hard swallow in the beginning for the $99 for the bridge, but holy shit, I could have been spending $300 a month for it now, the shit that I got out of it. And it's every step, whether you go the bridge, the 100K, I always go kicking and screaming, but I'm telling you, you guys produce. You produce so much good content that gets inside my thick head and makes me a better person, not only as a contractor, but as relationships with my wife, relationships with my family. It just, the whole mindset thing is something that was down deep in my brain. I never knew how to get it out.
That's pretty cool. And that we actually hear that a lot about guys will join for business reasons and it trickles over in every other area. You know, that was an unintended thing for us. It just kind of worked out. But I think looking back, it's not surprising because you're, in order for you to really reach your potential in your business or career, you've got to address yourself. You know, you got to address the 6 inches between your ears, which is the contractor fight. We got to, you know, I believe that your business will only grow as strong as you do as an individual. And,
I agree.
So
I agree.
Now on the other end, we went at this, not expecting like, to hear everything we have about the personal side of things. I mean, it's crazy how many times people will message us and just talk about like their marriage or their parenting or, you know, whatever it is as a byproduct of what, you know, they're learning in the other programs and stuff. So that's been encouraging to me. So, you know, you talked about the tough pill to swallow for a lot of guys, especially when you're struggling and you don't know where the next job is coming from and, you know, investing in some sort of coaching program. In fact, you know, when you joined, it was $99, the bridge, you know, now it's $179, you know, and we have our 100K program, which includes the bridge and a bunch of other stuff. And that's at the current moment, I think it's like $247 and that's going up, but combined in these programs, man, we have, I mean, I was thinking about the other, we have over 22 calls a month that guys can get on. You don't have to get on every call. You get on the calls that apply to you. But we, like you said, we try to put out so much content to where pretty much every day of the week, there's a chance for somebody to learn and grow and implement and get better and connect with somebody and things like that. So, and I just look at the you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars that I wasted through the years by running around chasing the wrong leads, by underpricing, by not being efficient on the job site, not, you know, training my guys, you know, all the things that we talk about. You know, I mean, shit, dude, if you take to just call it $200, just round it to $200. In a week, you cut down on who you're running around seeing, you get a little more clear with the scope of work for your guys on a job site, you know, and you're 3 or 4%, 5% more efficient on a couple jobs for the week, there's your $200, you know, like easily,
exactly.
Way more than that probably too. So I think, and again, I say this because a lot of times, last thing I ever want is I don't want people to think they come on this contractor fight thing and it's just this big pitch fest, like, hey, come buy our shit. Now, like I said, at the top of this, I'm 100% convinced that we're the best thing going in the industry for contractors, just like you, Mark, believe you're the best thing going as a carpenter in your area for your customers. Like, you have to be your own biggest fan. So that's at the heart of this. But the true heart of this is guys, if you're listening to this and you're on the fence about getting help, whether it's here or somewhere else, fucking grow a pair and do it. Invest in yourself. Invest in a program. If you know, I look at coaching and things like that. The best programs are the ones that are you're going to use and implement. Just like a CRM, right, Mark? You know, what's the best? We hear that all the time in the fight. What's the best CRM? And I'm like, the one you use. The one that helps you, okay?
The one that works for you, yeah.
Yeah, and so, so guys, the help is out there. And I want to have Mark on here because, dude, you're a guy who's been at it for several years. You made a choice to do things a different way. You got uncomfortable, and I'm grateful for the example that you set. Grateful being able to watch you make progress over the years and stuff like that. And I can't wait to see where you're at another year from now, man.
Yeah. And I can't thank you guys enough. I mean, I was, long story short, I'll wrap this up I was always waiting for the ball to drop. You know, when it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, you know, and I just wait and son of a bitch, the ball hasn't dropped. It's getting better and better and better, you know, and anybody wants to reach out and chat with me, I'm more than happy to talk to them about this whole program.
Well, that's awesome, man. I appreciate that. And that's actually my last question is, you know, sometimes we have guys that are looking to go to work for somebody like you in your area, or maybe there's another contractor that's looking to, you know, find somebody like you as a resource and this and that. So, you know, where can we find you? What's your website? If somebody wants to reach out to you, man, how do they go about that?
Bunkerbuilding.net is my website. Email is Mark, M-A-R-K, at bunkerbuilding.net. And always call my office, 978-521-5362.
Sweet, man. Well, we'll put all that in the show notes. And I really appreciate you carving out the time to make this happen here today and just share a little bit of your story. And I look forward to connecting with you real soon, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Tom, and stay the fight.
Absolutely, brother. Guys, if you're listening to this, share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes where you're listening. And, you know, if you want to learn more about what we got going on in the Contractor Fight, just go to contractorfight.com or anywhere on social media. Reach out to us. With that, let's bring in the guitars. Get out of here. You guys have an awesome day. We'll talk to you next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.